This one is Margie, Margaree, Marjorie. Grant, Grant. She was born 2/2/29. Today's 10/14. She's a 94-year-old widow. Lives with her daughter, Barbara Grant, who's her primary caregiver, with history of breast cancer, coronary artery disease, heart failure, age-related physical disability, diabetes, asthma, malignant neoplasm of the breast, and hypertension, period. The Paragon patient currently is on insulin, Lantus, 54 units daily. She uses oxygen, at-home allergy, iodine. Medications includes anastrozole, it's A-N-A-S-T-R-O-Z-O-L-E, Zyrtec, Lasix, Flovent, Albuterol, Protonix, and Pyridium. Most recent urinary tract infection and insult, along with Lantus insulin. Surgery, she's had left-sided breast removal, glaucoma, hysterectomy, medical problems, also suffers from end-stage CHF and coronary artery disease. Family history, not much known about mom and dad. She's able to ambulate without walker, but since the last certification, patient has become much weaker. Patient's CNAs, CNA visit from hospice were reduced, and the daughter would definitely like to increase that to 4 times a week because it's a huge help to her at home, period. She does not smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol. COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy iodine. Did I say Lantus 64 units a day? Yeah. Well, that's on her medication list. Then on exam, 160 over 84, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, heart pulse is 1.2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixed with emphysema, there's no rash. Patient is short of breath with ambulation to the bathroom, to the table where I was waiting for her assessment. This is a 94-year-old woman with end-stage coronary artery disease on O2. Most of the time, when unless she refuses to use it, she's become more short of breath, difficulty walking. She has an extremity put down, mild edema. She has swelling from time to time. She also has diabetes, which still requires a large amount of insulin. Her case is complicated. Her condition is complicated by asthma and her weakness. She's able to use a walker, but that has changed. She has, because she has become so much weaker, she has a daughter named Barbara, who's her primary caregiver. She has a KPS score of 40% on hospice. Period. Also, since last certification, her condition worsened to the point that the progression is she has known to have she has continued to show steady decline, which makes her hospice appropriate. And both the daughter and I have discussed the fact that she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.